Right, so again, so for a deraisa, for a mitzvah that's in the Torah, that is godly wisdom that says, here, this is how you get to point B. From point A to point B, the tachlis, the goal of the universe, how do I get there? Through this mitzvah. Now, who could only think like that? God could only think like that. Me, I'm not a tachlis person, right? I only understand physicality. I can't understand a limitless world, and therefore it's very difficult for me to come up, or it's impossible for me to come up with a mitzvah that has the same effect as a Torah mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara is asking a question, what's the source of a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Where do we see that a rabbi can come up with the same mitzvah that gets me to tachlis, that gets me to the goal of creation? Make sense? Okay? So that's the question. The passage to the future, the Yeterna Adar Klali, which is more beautiful and more one. What we do know is the nation's ability to be complete both materialistically and spiritually. Alkein mitzvos d'rabbanan, therefore the mitzvos, the rabbinic mitzvos, nishavos drahein mebe'er mayim chayim shela uma atzma. They draw from this unlimited flow of the nation. Shekneset Yisrael yisod Torah shebal peh. Right? So the ability for a rabbi to come up with a mitzvah, or to derive a mitzvah from the Torah, right? To have a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a rabbinic mitzvah, is from the fact that they're part of this nation, or the fact that we do know that the oneness of the world is dependent on the Jewish people creating a oneness, creating unity between materialism and spirituality. That we do know, right? So that's where the rabbis have the ability to conceptualize a little bit the end of days, okay? Nachon? Nachon? שכל הכוח של הרבנן זה בא מהאומה, זה בא מהעם. בגלל שכל המטרה של עם ישראל היא להביא גשר, כאילו לקשר בין רוחניות וגשמיות, כאילו העולם הזה והעולם הבא, בגלל זה הכוח שהרבנן, של החכמים, של חז"ל, להגיד, וואו, זה הדרך, זה המטרה, אז אפשר לעשות מצוות, כאילו בכיוון הזה, לכוונה הזאת, נכון? כאילו לגשר את השתי העולמות. אוקיי? So now, בזה יש כבר הסתכלות לשכל האנושי, and therefore there is a certain amount of ability that a human being can understand, ובחבר אליו רוח הקודש, צופו גם כעתיד אימפרטיו. And then if I have this holy divine spirit, then I could also put it on the individual. So what are we saying over here? What's the beginning? We're saying that the only ability that the rabbis have is derech, is through the Jewish people. Okay? Because what is the goal of the Jewish people? Combining physical and spiritual, right? What is that? That's messianic. That's already the goal of creation. If that's the goal of creation, so the rabbis have a glimpse somewhat of it, okay? From the koach, from the ability to understand that the goal of the Jewish people is physical and spiritual, from that comes the ability for the rabbis to have their power or their ability to derive or to understand what's going to be. Okay? Make sense so far? Not completely. Okay, that's fine. So let's keep going. Amnam. So let's do it again, actually. Okay? Let's read that again. Amnam. Hamavar latid yeterna dar klali. The passage to the future, which is more nehedar haklali, which means general, right? Bigger, right? Klal, worlds coming together, right? So this passage to there, yudanu shu amados ha'uma b'shleimus ha'chamas ha'chanes. What is it? How do I get to that place? How do I get to this place of oneness of God through the Jewish people? That we do know, right? Mashiach is through the Jewish people. Once all of a sudden the Jewish people are able to be reinstated to where they're supposed to be, then the rest of the world will recognize the oneness of God. That we do know, right? That's a concept that we can understand. No? So therefore, yeah, is that concept we do understand? So if that's the case, then the ability for the rabbis to come up with the mitzvah is only through the Jewish people.
And that's why it's such a big deal with the Zakein Mamre.
Explain.
Because everybody, when they voted, right, once it became the halacha, everybody had to accept it, even if you didn't agree with it. If you didn't agree with it, it's breaking up this klali,
right,
it's going there.
Right, which is the power of a minhag. Huh? Which is the power of a minhag. It's the power of a custom.
Okay. So he's preventing that completeness because he doesn't accept it.
Okay, good. So let's keep going.
That's where they get their ability, and they get their authority from the Tzuk.
Their ability to understand comes from the Jewish people. The authority comes from the Torah. Right, correct. Okay. Correct. So it's like one and the same. Well, let's keep going. Al-Kain mitzvah Rabbanan. And therefore, the rabbinic mitzvos, nish'avosheim, they draw from the ber mayim chayim shalu uma atzma. This flow of water from, this living water, from the nation itself, Sheknetzi Yisrael, Yisod Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. Ubizeh, Yesh kvar istaklus l'sechel anoshi, ubizchaber l'vruachor, Yisofu gamken atid impratov, apim idim nikvos mitzvot Rabbanan. Good. Omnam. Hachzakas ha'uma yesho shtei inyonim. Strengthening the nation has two concepts. Eru hachzakas umas l'shaita bruch nusav v'gashmusa. One is strengthening the nation for the time, temporary, spiritual, physical, having a yeshiva, having a JCC, right? That's temporary. And the second is to create something that's more eternal, that I'm making the whole nation connected to its main drive. But if you separate the goal, the end goal of the nation, shuv ein matzava ahove mogim ba'adah klal, then the present or the temporary situation does not defend the goal. One second, let me just finish the sentence. In other words, when I'm educating the nation, so to speak, I have to keep reminding them what the point of everything is, right? Even if I'm in yeshiva and I'm learning the Baba Basra and I'm getting into the Gemara, also I have to be able to say Go'al Yisrael. I have to be able to say the redemption of the Jewish people, that the goal of why I'm learning is eventually that I can understand Mashiach, the goal that I can understand the oneness of Hashem. The goal is that the Jewish people should be able to be in the center of the world, to be able to share godliness, even when I'm learning, even when I'm in a yeshiva, right? That's the point. The point is that there's strengthening it today. I'm giving money to an institution, to a yeshiva, but I also have to write, in God we trust, right? I also have to say, well, what's the point of the yeshiva in the first place? I often have to say, you know, what's the eternity here that I'm trying to strive? But if I don't have that, if I disconnect it, then I'm not really drawing from the eternity. I'm not drawing from the future to be able to preserve the present. Okay? Yeah, does it make sense a little bit? Yeah? Okay. So Neged tachlis shel kiyum ha'uma b'hova. So in order for the present to be connected to something larger than just the present, this is the beauty of what he's about to say. Yeah, in order for me to not be limited to today, I need mitzvos derabanan. I need rabbinic mitzvos. Rabbinic mitzvos keep me in line with where I need to be, with where I need to go. Not just for today, but for the future. Make sense?
Why more than the
Torah? Oh, so why not more than the Torah? Because it has to do with the Jewish people. Okay. But that's a good question. I'm not sure yet. Actually, I think that the question is better than the answer. So let's see. Alzem mora lo tasor. Shenemar gamkein al kol bezdin shebiyemecha. That every court of your days should be the main for the entire nation. So what is the idea? Lo tasor. In order for me not to lose my direction. Okay, it's a good question. Leon, actually, I think he's answering that right now. The Torah, although we believe is eternal, was given back then, right? What are the rabbis? The rabbis is today. So what the rabbis are essentially doing is connecting today till yesterday and also tomorrow. Otherwise, I wouldn't have it. In other words, what the rabbis are doing are giving value to the moment as well. Does it make sense? No? In other words, the Torah from God was given yesterday in order to get till tomorrow. But what about today?
What's the need for rabbinic mitzvahs?
And he's explaining it.
Right, but he's saying that in order to connect, basically, what the rabbis represent now, and through rabbinic mitzvahs, it connects
Torah, the past and the future.
Right.
The need for rabbinic mitzvahs is that the present is also important, and the present, in order for the present not to be limited to the present, needs rabbinic mitzvahs.
Don't we see that from the Torah, though?
So that's what Leon is saying. Why can't you see that with the Torah itself? Why do we need rabbinic mitzvahs for that? So he doesn't say this, but I would say, he doesn't say this, and maybe I skipped it over. I would say because then what we're doing essentially is we're devaluing the value of today. Right? In other words, the Torah was given a long time ago to say that no matter what happens, right, you're still connecting to back to what was. What the rabbis are doing is saying that today has value. So let's go back to the individual and the general, right? The Torah is telling me that you're just a small part of something much larger, right? The rabbis are telling me you're a big part of something much larger. Again, I made that up. He doesn't say that. But I think that's what he's really trying to say. You don't hear that. I'm not convinced of it either, which is why you probably don't hear it.
What if we say, like anything else that we're given, the Torah is a bris, right? Torah giving the Torah, Matan, giving the Torah was a treaty with God, right?
They're giving the Torah, but the Torah itself is not.
Well, that is. Wait a minute. So, if it's a bris, now if it's a, since it is the bris, we have bris milah. We're given a body. Isn't God's body gives us perfect? No, we have our part. It's perfect in the sense that He gives us an opportunity for us to improve it, to improve ourselves, right? To improve ourselves through this act of the bris milah, by giving us the responsibility of making sure that we don't deviate from the Torah. That's our part. That's our part that we have to do to bring Geula, because that's that part of that movement. Man's not involved in it. What is it?
Okay, good. Okay, so these are the concepts, yeah. Right? Let's stay with me for a second. I want to review the words because I feel like osius machkimos, and it's going to make us wiser. Do you mind? Are you in a rush, Jack? Next week I'm away, so you're off next week, starting Tuesday. So I'm going to review this again. It's going to take a few minutes. Okay? I just feel like we're missing. I feel like I'm missing something in explaining it because I don't really understand it, and I feel like he really said it, but I missed it. Okay? So I'm going to do it slower a little bit. Hamitzvos kulam. All the mitzvos, hemiyuados, they're destined, miyuados, it's made to, it's destined, letachnit elokis haniskava, for this ultimate high purpose, shikolelas es kol atovatid, which includes all the future goodness. Okay? That statement is good? Good statement. Let's keep going. That's all mitzvos. Okay? Now, hadrachim shal yadim ubala olam. Now, the paths that through it, I don't know how you even translate that. Hadrachim shal yadam hubala olam. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. Well, that's the question. Okay, I guess in order to get to it.
To what?
Oneness. Okay, you're right. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's a very difficult statement. Hadrachim shal yadam hu bala olam. Ela ha'archos emim tzam b'mit. Ela ha'archos Heim nitzam b'mitzvah Torah and esunos b'pratam me'et Hashem yitaleh adon kol ha'masim kor ha'doros me'rosh. So now, all mitzvahs are designed.
Can we go back to see what the who is referring to?
I think it means tov ha'atid.
Okay.
In other words, the mitzvos are all designed by God to get us to this tachlis, which is including all the tov ha'atid. That's the tachlis. V'hadrachim sha'al yadam hu bala olam. Now, how do I get this tov ha'atid to get there, right? What is the way to get to hu ba, that it comes, the oneness, the unity, that it comes to the world, right? I think it makes sense now. How? Eila ha'archos, these are the paths, heim nimtzayim, which are present, b'mitzvos ha'torah, in the Torah's mitzvos, hanesunos, that are given, b'pratam, and individually, me'et Hashem itale adon kol ha'masim kor ha'doros v'rosh. Period. Statement number one, understood by all? Hevanta? המצוות זה הדרכים איך להגיע למטרה שהעולם הבא. What? Okay, now. מצוות של הבנון.
What? כל המצוות.
All the מצוות.
אבל בעולם הבא לא יהיה מצוות.
נכון, אז המטרה של העולם הבא. להגיע למטרה. Now, מצוות של הבנון, רבינק מצוות, ודהיין הוכוס בנתיב עשור למצוות התורה. For sure it's in the path of the same way that the Torah does, right? So it's the same concept. But, but in order for this human intellect for us to arrive, even somebody who's holier, like Jack, in order, right, to get to this higher place in the future, in order to recreate or to create mitzvos, rabbinic mitzvos, in the same way that the Torah's mitzvahs are, the same understanding I can never do. Why can I never do? Because my understanding is limited, right? My grasping of a unity of God is limited. I can't really understand that, okay? So far, so good? Im kein, aleinu la'aska ma'amakar shir mitzvah rabbanan. Therefore, that's the rabbi's question in the Gemara. What's the source of rabbinic mitzvahs? What's their right? What's their license? Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Okay. Now, however, Hamavar latid, the passage to the future, Yoter Nerdar Klali, to this more of a blissful oneness future, Yadanu Shehu Hamada Sa'uma Beshlamusa Achomet Aruchanit. We know that it's through the Hamada, the nation. God says that. Shabbat Rabbanu Yemli Segula Bikalo Amin. Hamada, the standing up.
Oh, okay.
Of the nation, Bishlei Musa in its entirety, in its completion, Hachamrit, both material and spiritual. That we know from the Torah. Okay? Right? Segula mikol ha'amim, mamlechus kohanim. That we know. That's out there. So we know that through the Jewish people, the world is going to recognize God. The question is, how? Okay? Al kein, and therefore, mitzvos derabbanon, rabbinic mitzvos, draw nishavu say miber mayim chayim shel uma atzma. They draw their ability from the nation itself, shel Knesset Yisrael, which is the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the only reason why rabbinic mitzvos have the ability to be mitzvos is because it's through the nation that godliness will be revealed.
How does he know that?
Which one?
Through the nation.
Well, that's the idea about the temtium emachas kohanim, the Goy Kadosh. Right? Why? Li segula mikolo amin. You're supposed to be doing something.
Well, that's fine. That still doesn't tell me where the rabbis get their
requirement
and authority.
No. So the one thing we do know is that the oneness of God will be pronounced through the Jews.
Okay.
That we do know.
Okay.
So now what he's just saying is that it has to be that if you want to say that the rabbis have a right to make mitzvos, it has to be through the Jewish people.
Oh, so now we're saying the authority comes from the Jewish people and civility?
Yes.
I don't quite get it. I'm missing something.
Again. Omnam ha-ma'avar latiri yeterna da-klali yadanu shehu ha-madas ha-uma b'shlei Musa ha-chomis va-ruchnis al-kein mitzvah rabbanon nishavos hein a draw from, a ber mayim chayim, from this eternal water, shel ha'uma atzma, from the nation of Israel, which is the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? Let us understand it a little bit differently. Okay? Right, remember I once gave this mashal about...
It says the Uma is the source of Torah Shebaal Peh.
It's the inspiration of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the inspiration. How am I making up mitzvos that are not necessarily explicit in the Torah? Because I know that the Jewish people have to practice a certain way to reveal the oneness in this world. How? By connecting material and spiritual.
Isn't that what the Torah does? Why do we need to run?
So is that what the Torah does? That's the question. Is it?
It is.
Is it?
To go like spiritual and physical?
Is that what the Torah does?
Yeah.
As a nation? For a nation? Okay,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. However, my answer to you is that that is because Hashem said so, not because we say so. In other words, how can I reflect godliness? By just doing exactly what God says? That's not reflecting. That's robotic. Again, I mean, I'm going off the topic. He doesn't say that. I think this is what he's saying.
I suppose Torah Shebaal Peh, that doesn't support mitzvos derabbanan.
Torah Shebaal Peh is mitzvos derabbanan. That supports
part of it is
fine. There's more, right? So fine. So you want to say that mitzvos derabbanan draw its source from Torah Shebaal Peh? Let's say it that way.
Well, if we say that, then there's no problem because we know deraisa. And Baal Peh are, pretty much equal.
Yeah.
I think if we make that connection...
That's fine. But
there's no problem.
But again, let's internalize. What would you say is the difference between Torah and rabbis and the Torah of the Rabbanon, Mitzvot Rabbanon? I mean, this is the point. What's the difference? What's the goal?
You can have Torah Shebiksav, you don't need man for.
Correct.
Torah Shebaal Peh, by definition, you have to have man.
So, but again, but why? But why have it in the first place? But why have it in the first place? Why is it enough? David's asking, just say, here's the five books of Moses. Done, we know what to do. Why is that enough?
That would be enough if he had angels.
What's that?
It would be okay if he had angels.
Explain, what do you mean?
Because angels just do what God says.
So that's the point. So the point is that through the Torah itself, the Torah itself is not a way, I guess, this I never said before. I never really understood it this way. The Torah is not enough to reveal the oneness of Hashem in this world.
Because only we can reveal.
Yeah.
But the Torah was made for us.
This is the difference, right? I mean, this is the question. Why isn't the Torah enough?
Is it not enough?
Is it not enough? That's the question.
The Torah is enough. It's Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebiksav.
I mean, they're one Torah. They're one whole thing. No, that's what we said before.
Correct. But what is...
They're part of the same
again, entity. I mean, we're asking a very fundamental question here, which is, what's the point of the oral tradition?
Right.
What is the point of the oral tradition? Why should we not be Karayim?
Can we take a step back for a second?
Sure.
On Har Sinai, everything was taught. All the mitzvot, all their details, which means it has to be derabbanan as well. So when we are, what we're really doing is, I lost the little thread that I had, because Torah Shebaal Peh, what we're really going back to the source with both of it. Because Torah Shebaal, when you said Masorah, that's the key. Because the Torah Shebaal Peh was given over on Har Sinai also, right? And that includes the Rabbanans. That's why the Rabbanan, when you have a Rabbanan, there's always a source. You can't make a Korach Banan.
But you're not going back. You're going forward.
Right. It has to have a source in the Torah.
But we still don't know, conceptually, why. Why is it enough?
But you're saying that the Mitzvah Rabbanan really comes from the Raisa. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But he's saying the same thing here.
It's Mesorah is what you said.
Well, why does God need us to have Mitzvah Rabbanan? I think the answer is very simple.
Because otherwise, why are we here?
Correct. In other words, for me to just follow the directive of God is, what am I doing? I am just recognizing God's existence. Right? Or if I follow a person's direction, I'm saying how great God is. Okay? But am I saying that God exists everywhere here? No. Right? I mean, this is beautiful. I guess this is really beautiful. If I'm a teacher of a student, right? So I do exactly what the I'm a student of a teacher. If I do exactly what the teacher says, am I spreading anything?
Nope. I share Bora Elohim La'asos.
Okay. Again, you're quoting words, which
yeah,
is true.
No.
But the point is, what's different about Torah Shabbat Peh, or what's different about, this is exactly what he's saying. What's different about Mitzvos Derabanan that is not in the Mitzvos of the Torah?
Our effort. Our part. Well, we.
But again, effort. You can't say effort, because effort is, it takes a lot of effort to keep the Torah.
No. Our part in doing good in the world.
Our part in spreading it. The Torah has, what?
Did you have a child that builds on what their parents give? Right? So do Jews build on. It's not simply as a matter of following. It's a matter of expanding.
So don't listen to what I say. Right? Do more than what I say.
Right. Well, also listen to what I say, but just do more.
Yeah. What do you think, Jack?
Spreading. You know, we say that if we say a bracha, you know, we're affecting the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Spreading. I mean, you know, does that mean spreading it just amongst the Jewish people? Because,
no.
Okay. I guess I got a little bit of I don't have a lot of understanding, period, but okay. But I have a little problem along that line.
Of the difference in Jew and non-Jew, or the effect that I'm supposed to have?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, we've discussed this a bit in the past, but the point is that if we as the collective Jew is able to understand more and more and more and more and deepen their understanding of Hashem and one, then automatically will radiate it outwards. So the goal, the ultimate goal, is that the nations of the world gets that. But it has to be first developed through the Jew. Right?
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, we've been known by both choice and by circumstances to be kind of a close-knit people that are not really involved in the world.
Okay. Now, the question is, why?
Yeah, why? I mean,
so galus, so exile, right? So if I'm afraid of my neighbors, right, or I'm afraid of assimilation, that is very exile, right? But let's say, no. Let's say I'm very much preserved. I have everything I need from within my community, right? Within my community, right? So I'm back in Israel, let's say. I have all the culture that I need. So I don't need necessarily the inner circle to come from you. Then I'll feel very confident and strong that the inner, I only marry Jew, but I'm going to have friendships that are not Jewish.
Okay, but how am I really affecting the world by doing that?
I think very much so. I think if a person who has a real clear understanding of what the goal of life is will affect the world without putting tefillin on them.
I have a hard time with that because of the fact that, you know, we're human.
But let's say it a little bit differently. Can you conceptualize, because you're right, as an individual, but as a nation, can you conceptualize that the government, or the country, the state of Israel, could have a very positive effect on the world?
Absolutely.
So that's the answer. That's exactly the answer. So it's the power of the nation. So as an individual, you can't do it. But it's the fact that I'm part of a nation that can do it. So the Jew in Poland, you're right, maybe, has a hard time and cannot affect the Polish neighbors the way the Jew in Israel could.
Yeah, definitely.
So now this you do see?
Pardon me?
So now you do see it?
That's a better...
Okay, so that's exactly what he's saying.
But again, too, I'm part of that nation.
Yeah, but again, you're viewing, you're affecting your non-Jewish friends from an individual. And I'm saying, and really what he's saying, is that the full effect on our non-Jewish friends is only because I'm a nation. But the more nationalistic I become, the more I can affect the worlds around me. The less nationalistic I become, I keep struggling whether I'm Jewish or I'm just American, then I can't really affect the people around me.
Yeah.
That's the concept.
Okay.
Now you agree?
Yeah.
You look disappointed.
But again, too, we're individual. And again, you know, nation, individuals, yes. But it takes the individual to become a nation.
Absolutely.
And, you know...
This is a big topic.
Pardon me?
I think this is a very big topic. I think we actually should stop here and finish this off tomorrow with a little bit more of like an understanding.
Yeah, to me, it's just me being part of a nation, no? What I do, okay, somebody else or some other nation talk about what, you know, believes that I represent the nation, and that's very important.
That's what they think.
That's right.
Correct. But we all know that until the times of more redemption, i.e. we have the ability to reveal godliness in a larger way, we're still not fully a nation. That's really what he's saying here. I think that's really what he's saying. Actually, the more I'm thinking about this, you're right. How come right now I can't affect my neighbors? How come I can't affect them? Whatever that means, affect. Well, how come, what does it mean for me to be a light onto them? As opposed to in Israel, automatically you said yes. Why?
I can affect my neighbors. I can't affect my neighbor's neighbors.
Fine. Okay, but yet, when we're talking about Israel,
no.
An entity,
yep.
A nation in a land with a government and an army, all of a sudden, the concept of affecting the world is more understood.
Yeah, I think so, because it's...
Because it's larger? Not because it's larger, but because then everything I have and need is really within me. It was within the nation. Now that I have the nation, I can now affect the world because I have a temple and I have an army and I have a culture and I have an economy. So now I can say, wait a second, religion and state, religion and government is the same thing, right? Which is, again, very much a Jewish concept. But until I have that unity, I can't affect it. I mean, that's exactly really what he's saying over here. The Torah Shabbal Peh comes from the Ummah, comes from the nation. We're going to have to stop here and continue tomorrow, I'm sorry. No?
That's what the Catholic Church thought they were going to do.
Is what?
Because they thought the Pope had temporal and whatever the religious component of it is, that he had both of it. That was that he was trying to replace us.